Hello.
Hello, my name is Lourdes and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Patrick?
Go ahead.
Patrick, how are you?
I'm well.
Good. And your name is Keenan, right? Patrick Keenan.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. So, first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way, but what are the chances that you will vote in Democratic primary elections for President U.S., Senate, Congress, and local offices in June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you don't think you will vote?
Almost certain.
Perfect. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latin descent?
No.
And what year were you born?
1974.
Perfect. Thank you. I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very calm, comfortable feeling. 100, a very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Okay? Andy Kim. Oh, I'm sorry. Would you say you are unable to give an option of, or have you never heard? You can let me know, okay? So we can put the answer. Andy Kim.
Andy Kim, I've heard of him, 75.
Bob Menendez?
Zero.
Zero. Stephen Fulop?
75.
Bob Menendez?
Zero.
Phil Morris?
You asked me Bob Menendez twice, so you're talking about the father and the son, correct?
I'm sorry, it was Bob Menendez and Rob Menendez, R-O-B.
Yeah, that's father and son.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, both zero.
Okay, Phil Murphy?
I'm sorry, the name again?
Phil Murphy?
Oh, Phil Murphy, the governor. Oh, 75.
75. Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
100.
100. Ravi Bala?
I'm sorry, who again?
Ravi Bala.
Ravi Bala?
Yes.
50, I don't know who that is.
Okay. And Tommy Murphy?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Perfect, thank you. When you heard the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Corruption.
Corruption. Thank you. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as a member of Congress?
I disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Andy Kim, Tommy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, from who would you vote?
Andy Kim.
Andy Kim. And if the Democracy primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kaylee Jacy, Rob Menendez, and Ravi Bala, from whom would you vote?
I'm unsure.
Unsure. Thank you. Well, if the democracy primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for Kylie Daisy, Rob Menendez, or Ravi Bala?
Unsure.
Perfect. And if the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I've heard a lot.
Thank you. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictment against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
Very closely, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Okay? So Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree. Thank you. In this country, are you innocent until proven guilty? Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people shouldn't judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the action of Senator Bob Menendez. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Thank you. One second. There's no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Shady and corrupt dealings. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son?
100% agree.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez said he represents a that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that in cheaters, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Ras Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowlich, along with labor union environment groups and regular hardworking families. Because of his record accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez of the statement of supporter of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one exactly right? Closer or not much closer?
I don't understand the nature of the question. You said two opposing things. You said that, number one, that he was a member of Congress because of his father.
Mm-hmm.
That's one person said. And then you said another person said that he works closely with Mr. Jeffries and all the leadership of Congress. So the question you're asking is diametrically opposed to each other. So it doesn't make any sense. Robert Menendez mm-hmm. is in Congress because of his father. Simple as that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want
Are you working for Congressman Rob Menendez? Because it seems to be skewed toward Congressman Rob Menendez.
Oh, no, sir. We are an independent research company.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of questions about Rob Menendez.
Well, sir, at this point, I'm just doing those interviews in regards of this situation, sir.
Continue.
I would like to know if you wanted to continue, sir.
Continue, but this seems very skewed toward Rob Menendez.
I will send the feedback, sir. Thank you. Three days of Congressman Rob Menendez say that there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that Menendez's family has violated the public trust, and that they are only public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that they have not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative of our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, delivering billions in federal funding for location transit projects, help or over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been leading a stand-up up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing mass protection to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Does the statement from critics of Congress Rob Menendez or the statement from supporter of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither is one exactly right?
No, I lean toward more his critics.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read some brief statements about some of the candidates of Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely that supported candidates for Congress. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He pulled to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land.
And yeah, we're going to end here because this seems to be skewed toward Rob Menendez. And you keep on telling me all these positive things that he's doing. It's not really a question as more as you're telling me you're trying to sway my opinion. The Menendez are corrupt. Simple as that. Rob Menendez is corrupt. He was censured by the Senate, even by Cory Booker, who was his junior senator, who was shocked at the things he did at his first trial. And he was censured by the United States Senate. So where there's smoke, there's fire. This conversation is now over because clearly this is for Robert Menendez. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Thank you.